Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets over Israel, it's been a mild day with clear skies in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The evening promises a warm night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF has killed Hamas terrorists in the northern Gaza Strip in multiple strikes over the past 48 hours. Also, Walla reports that Israel and the U.S. have practiced the IDF's involvement in potential attacks on Iran amid escalating tensions in the Gulf. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, there are ongoing negotiations between Iran and the U.S. over the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Axios reveals that Lindsey Graham made a final push for Saudi-Israel peace, viewing it as a key component of a broader post-war settlement. And finally, I-24 News reports that an IDF soldier faces disciplinary action after appearing in a live stream with a controversial U.S. influencer in Tel Aviv. Here's what people are saying online. Herb Kynan, a journalist, noted just 20 minutes ago that Lindsey Graham's death coincided with two Democratic presidential hopefuls criticizing Israel in their campaigns. Open Source Intel, an account focusing on intelligence, shared 28 minutes ago that federal law enforcement finds no foul play in Senator Lindsey Graham's death. Eyal Yacobi recently pointed out that one of the individuals claimed as a Palestinian football player was indeed killed by Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in northern Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that two Hamas terrorists were killed following attempted attacks on Israeli soldiers. This operation highlights ongoing tensions and the IDF's continued efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. The situation remains tense for residents in the area. Turning to Israel and the U.S. military exercises mentioned by Walla, these drills come amid increased tensions in the Gulf and highlight the complexity within the Iranian leadership. The presence of both pragmatic and fanatic factions in Iran complicates diplomatic efforts. This cooperation between Israel and the U.S. signals strong military ties amid regional uncertainties. Meanwhile, Iran and the U.S. continue their strategic dance over the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by Israel Hayom. The Revolutionary Guards, under Mashtaba Khamenei, largely control Iran's stance. This development underscores the ongoing geopolitical chess game affecting global oil markets. On a different note, Lindsey Graham's efforts for Saudi-Israel normalization are detailed by Axios. Graham sought to achieve what he saw as a historic peace agreement. This endeavor reflects broader diplomatic aspirations amid shifting alliances in the region. Finally, I-24 News highlights the controversy surrounding an IDF soldier's online appearance with a contentious figure. The soldier's actions have sparked debates over military conduct and public representation. This incident raises questions about social media's impact on military personnel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that companies leading in the AI era won't necessarily be the ones spending the most. Instead, success lies in those optimizing their AI systems efficiently. Separately, Israel Hayom Business assures consumers that the recall of a well-known egg brand won't lead to shortages. The recall was precautionary due to health concerns among chickens. And finally, Ynet Business discusses how companies are investing heavily in AI but missing out on productivity gains. Experts point to outdated workflows as the real bottleneck. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.